We will, Mezrach Hashem, start on the next recording, Mesechtas Kedushin. We want to give a little akdama. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Ishus, says like this: Koydim Matan Torah, hoy odom pegeya isha b'shuk. Before Matan Torah, a person met a lady b'shuk. Im rotza hu vehi lisa. If they both want to get married, lisa isa. Im rotza hu vehi lisa isa. Machnisa lebeisa. You bring her into your house. Uboyala beinoy lebinaspa. We no edim. V'tia loy leisha. But kivin shnit the Torah, once Torah was given, nitztavu Yisrael, shem yirtza ish, lisa isha, if ish wants to marry isha, yikna isa tchilof ne'edim. You have to purchase her with front of edim, yikna, make a kinyan. V'ach kach tia loy leisha. Afterwards, she will be your wife. Shenema ki yikach ish isha ubala. And the next Ram says, v'lekuchem elu mitzvahs asei shal Torah hein. It's a mitzvah asei. It's a kind of mitzvah of ki yikach ish isha, is a mitzvahs asei to do Kedushin. Now, as we learn through Masechta Kedushin, we'll find there's really two steps to marrying a Isha. There's the Erisin and the Nesuin. And this halacha that there's a Kedushin, the Ki Yigakesh Isha, is only the Erisin, not the Nesuin. The Nesuin happens Ayidei Chuppah. What's the difference between Arusa and Nesua? Not so much. Once Isha is Arusa, she's an Eishish Ish for all Dinim. For example, if she's not allowed to be Mizana with someone, she gets Misa for being Mizana with someone. And not only that, if they have a child with a second husband, with a second person, that child will be a mamzer. Because Arusa is considered married for most of the dinim. Which dinim not? It could be the gabi hafaras adarm. Not could be hafaras adarm. It's not. She's not 100% married with an asuin for hafaras adarm. In such a case, the father and the husband will be do the hafaras adarm together if she's young still. And not an afgimina is gabi yerusha. There could be an afgimina like gabi mezoinus. And the could be nafmiyim midrabbanon legabe truma midraisa. She's truma ready because yikna is kinyan kasbay. She's kinyan kasbay. She's truma ready. But after Erisin, she's really 100% married to a certain extent. She's not complete. The marriage is not complete. You have to wait to nesuin to make that complete. And when we start with substitution, when it says that isha niknis b'shloisha drachim b'kesef b'shtara ubiya, that means the kedushin. Now, what makes nesuin? What effectuates nesuin? That we know is called chuppah. In the Gemara, it really does not explain very clearly what is chuppah. What does chuppah mean? How do you do nesuin? We know you do a chuppah. What is chuppah? So in the Mechaber learns, like the Shitas HaRambam, that chuppah means yichud. Chuppah means that the miyachid together are yichud haroyu lebiya, has to be yichud haroyu lebiya, and you would aid them with siri yichud. That's called a chuppah. The Ramah brings down from Rishonim's other pshat in what chuppah is. Chuppah can mean the badekin, covering her face, that could be chuppah. Or chuppah can mean going under a canopy with four poles and a canopy. It's like bringing into Rishos, or actually bringing into your own Rishos taka. That's what some people rent the yichud room. Bringing her into your house is also a form of chuppah. And Lamaisa, what we do these days, we do all the different ways of chuppah, the chapra and al-shitas, we do all the different type of chuppah. We do a chuppah under the canopy, we do the badakin. So some it depends who does mitzvah kedushin. Somebody on makbid, the edim should see the badakin, because you see the chuppah. But it's very shvair, but the way we do the badakin, because we do it before the kedushin. That's the only problem. We do the chuppah, there that chuppah before the kedushin, so it's a little bit shvair we do that. But upon him, that's the process of doing a complete marriage is, you have the erisin, which we'll learn the Mishnah is different kiyanim, and then the nesuin. And in Yetz Hashem, we will start the Mishnah in the next recording.